It's a walking meditation at some points on there. Your head's lost with the views and your feet are just going through the motions.
Hello, my name's Ellen and my blind dog Jed and I are walking the Kintyre Way. The walk covers 100 miles across the Kintyre Peninsula, taking in beaches, forestry, moors and ancient woodland, and promises heart-swelling views for me and mind-blowing smells for Jed. This podcast will take you through the walk section by section, including conversations along the way. Details of the walk, accommodation, transport, maps and step-by-step guides can be found at thekintyreway.com. This episode is sponsored by Bruni Bags, providing baggage transfers on the Kintyre Way. Why not travel light while Bruni Bags zips round the Kintyre 66, ensuring your bags are at your next stop? Visit brunibags.uk and find out just how helpful the Bruni can be with her extensive knowledge of the area and the Kintyre Way. This podcast is sponsored by Words HQ, home of Scotland's editorial and PR professionals, with assistance from Star the Border Collie. Why not visit their website and discover what Words HQ can do for your business? Find them at wordshq.com. Star, what do you think? We put a call out for people who had walked the Kintyre Way to send voice notes about their tips, experiences and favourite sections, which I'll be sprinkling into this podcast. First up, it's Rachel and Prue.
I did the Kintyre Way in the spring of 2022, and some of my favourite things were the beautiful views over to the Isle of Arran on the days when it wasn't raining, and I really liked the solitude. I didn't see many people and it felt really nice just being out in nature by myself. And I definitely recommend planning around the tide for the section from Carradale to Campbelltown. The bit along the beach close to the start of that, it's difficult, but absolutely gorgeous. So definitely worth doing. I recommend the trail. This is Rachel Taylor from Dumbarton.
Hello, it's Prue from Pinever near Campbelltown, originally from Cornwall, and so always interested in walks like the Kintyre Way, where there are connections and similarities to Cornwall. At 102 miles, the Kintyre Way is a very good training walk with various gradients, tracks, squishy bits, and every stretch has a fabulous view at some stage. For me, the climb up behind Tarbert Castle to the Millennium Cairn has a fantastic view back up Loch Fyne. Also, at the other end, the path along the cliffs looking down on Cornish-type coves, then descending to the white beaches of Macrahanish, is also a stunning stage of the way. And if you want something in the very middle, then I would recommend Clonaig to Clachan or Tay and Lone. There's a stile in the middle of the walk near a lochan, where you turn your head one way, you see the blue hills of Arran, and you turn the other way to the west, and you see the Paps of Jura. Altogether, a very worthwhile coastal and hinterland walk.
Section 1, Tarbert to Clonaig. Distance 11 miles, time 5 to 8 hours, depending on how much stopping and sniffing you have to do. Jed, looking at you. Suitable for walking, running and cycling. The walk starts in Tarbert, boasting a light serving of popular restaurants, bars, cafes, galleries and a solo supermarket. What it lacks in size, the small fishing port of Tarbert certainly makes for in its grand significance as gateway to Kintyre. And of course the official starting point for the Kintyre Way. Congregated around the natural harbour, awash with fishing boats and visiting yachts, many of the buildings have conservation area status to protect their unique setting as part of the horseshoe-shaped waterfront and wall, created by no less a luminary than engineer Thomas Telford. The village's name is derived from the Gaelic word Tarbert, which translate in its sort of strictest sense as carrying across, but nowadays refers to the narrow strip of land upon which it sits. There's many a legend that tells of boats, large and small, being dragged or carried by sailors across the isthmus, from the rocky, fur-lined coast of the east, inlet of Loch Fyne, to the western waters. A monumental task that, nevertheless, avoided having to make a much longer voyage around the Kintyre Peninsula. Perhaps the most infamous portage of all was made in the 11th century by the hardy Vikings who served Norwegian King Magnus Barelegs. King Malcolm of Scotland had offered Norway possession of all the isles off the west coast of Scotland, so long as they could be circumnavigated by the Vikings' longboats. Magnus, with exceeding craftiness, duly set sail around Kintyre. He squared the seemingly impossible circle by having his sailors haul his longboat across the isthmus, thereby claiming this stretch of Scottish mainland as his latest island. The walk begins at the harbour's head, at the junction of the A83 and the A8015. Walking northeast along the harbour, you'll pass shops and restaurants to the steps leading up to Tarbert Castle. At the top of the steps, the path cuts across open ground, usually with multiple sheep, giving access to the castle itself. Before embarking on the walk, I spoke to long-time resident of Tarbert, Bob Chicken, who told me about the castle and a little bit about what to expect from this section of the walk.
Right, I'm Bob Chicken. I'm a trustee of the Kintyre Way. I've lived in Tarbert for 32 years, and I'm here to tell you a bit about Tarbert and the first section of the Kintyre Way. Just a wee story to start with. Many years ago, when I first came to Tarbert, I was coming in on the coach from Glasgow, and as we came down the hill into Tarbert, it was crowded, the coach. It had a lot of people who were visitors to Tarbert. It was a Saturday morning, and we were arriving about midday. As we came down the hill into Tarbert, and as the harbour view opened up before us, and the castle came into view, the coach went really quiet. And then you got lots of oohs and ahs and stuff like that as the sort of harbour unfolded in front of us. And looking down on there was the castle.
That's the reaction you want. That's a great reaction for the castle.
Yeah, it was. I was surprised. And although I'd lived in Tarbert a few years at that time, it was the first time I'd really seen Tarbert through other people's eyes.
Mm.
And it was a pleasant experience, and I knew I'd made the right decision to own a hotel in Tarbert, which I did then. The walk starts at Tarbert Castle. Tarbert Castle is a 13th century castle. It was once used as a parliament for Robert the Bruce. As you get up there and the castle opens up, the most spectacular part of the castle is the tower that's remaining there. But the castle was quite huge. All the flat area you'll see up there was part of the castle. And there were a lot of, back in the 13th century, I'm guessing that there were a lot of other residences there. Recent researchers on the castle have found the walls, they've found the various gates into the castle. And there are steps to help you get up onto the castle and to be able to walk around it. As a complete aside, the castle has its own flock of little black sheep, which is the castle trust's way of keeping the lawn mowed, so to speak. Yes, a lot of little black, furry, woolly lawn mowers.
Oh, that's delightful.
So it's quite a nice wee experience as you're starting the Kintyre Way. Right, yeah, as you climb out of Tarbert on the path, you can see back over the village, and then as you get higher, you get the view right the way down Loch Fyne, where you can see the twin peaks of Ben Cruachan. And if you're going up there in the winter, you can actually see the snow on the peaks. It's a beautiful view down there, the colour of the water, the white of the peaks. Then as you go further up the hill, you come to a cairn, which was put up there by a local guest house owner in celebration. It's a huge cairn, I actually know, in celebration of the birth of his nephew, I think it was. That takes you up to the sort of higher section above Tarbert, and you then get on to the forestry road which links Tarbert to Skipness. But the walk isn't all along the forestry road, I hasten to add. You trundle along there for a few miles, and the land becomes very wild, quite wild. You can get, and the views as they come up on you across Loch Fyne are pretty damn impressive. The walking is quite easy at this point. In fact, the whole of that section is quite easy. Then you'll come off the forestry road and go on to a slightly boggy part of the hill there. And as you get onto that, you start to see Loch Fyne more clearly. And then as you come further down, you start to get the view of the island of Arran, which is very mountainous. And again, they're drop dead gorgeous views as you walk down into Skipness. Once you gradually walk down there, then it becomes, then the woodlands on either side, which are natural woodlands, the ancient oak woodlands, which have been there probably for around 20,000 years, if not longer, and are seriously protected. You see quite, you can see wildlife in there. You can see deer. You'll see, the occasional red squirrel if you're really lucky. And as you go further down, so as you get lower, the path, descends into Skipness. You have a choice then if you want to continue on your walk, which is on the road after that for a couple of miles, or if you say, well, okay, that's me for the day, it's well worth going left when you get to the end of the walk, that section of the walk, and going into Skipness itself, which by coincidence also has a 13th century ruined castle sitting right in the middle of it. It also has a place called the Seafood Cabin, where you can get tremendous seafood. And there's a smokehouse there as well, which you can buy some of the best smoked fish, in my opinion, in Scotland. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yes, so you've got that. And then you've got, again, a 13th century chapel just beyond that.
Right. Come on, Jed. There's a smell over there. I'm just walking up to Skipness Castle and Chapel. It's an imposing sight, I have to say. I am uncharacteristically prepared with some notes so that I remember to say certain things about it. Let me just grab those. Jed, come here. Prepared enough to bring notes along, but not quite prepared enough to have them in my hand. Right, here we go. One of the oldest standing castles in the country, Skipness Castle, was built in the early 13th century. When, thanks to the Vikings, Argyll was ruled from Norway by Sven the Red, founder of Clan MacSween. A rather modest abode, it says here, looks pretty big to me. It is nevertheless boasted a two-story whorehouse and a chapel dedicated to St. Columba. I think that must be that, yeah, that bit over there. At the end of the century, Argyll had passed back to Scotland and Skipness to the MacDonalds of Islay and Kintyre. With Scotland in full-on fisticuffs with its southern neighbours, the English supporting MacDonalds rebuilt the castle, converting the chapel into their main residence, safely ensconced behind a curtain wall, which is that. Yeah, the curtain wall still exists. Rarely seen crosslet arrow slits are still visible in the West Range. Right, Jed, we've got to go look at the arrow slits. Come on. As well as crenellations for archers. Crenellations I can see. Just going around to the West Range to see the arrow slits. Oh yeah, there we go. Just going into the wind here. I hope you can still hear me. Crosslet arrow slit. Gosh, say that after a couple of Kintyre gin and tonics. The MacDonalds remained lord of Skipness until 1493. When it became the turn of the Campbells, who celebrated by installing a tower house. By 1700, however, the castle had become unoccupied, and in the 1970s it was given to the Department of the Environment, and today is maintained by Historic Environment Scotland. It's open to the public all year round, and if you're seeking a magnificent vantage point over the Kilbrennan Sound to the Isle of Arran, the tower can be visited from the 1st of April to the 30th of September. No castle can be the real deal unless it's haunted, right? Okay. The Green Lady of Skipness is believed to be a good-natured spirit. Oh, Jed. She doesn't like dogs. Apparently, though, she managed to protect the castle and its occupants for centuries by thwarting attacks with her supernatural power. And it says here to apparently confuse the enemy. I think I'm going to need more information on what exactly that entailed. Right, Kilbrennan Chapel. This was, here we are, built by the McDonalds in around about 1300. This can be visited near the shore, which where we are now, where it sits surrounded by elaborately carved gravestones and ancient burial slabs. And the cemetery is still in use today, apparently. Not an awful lot going on today, but just be careful. Right, we're going to go over to St. Brendan's Church. Designed by Bertram Vaughan Johnson. What are you eating? Oh, just grass. Designed by Bertram Vaughan Johnson in 1896 to 97. This is a picture, it says here, this is a picture postcard perfect small country church.
That is true.
Built from local grey and greystone and red sandstone. Its interior has an open timber roof, yes, there it is, and a stained glass window with the Celtic interlacing. Designed by R.C. Graham of Skidness and made by Powell & Co. in 1897. Lovely.
At the end of this section, some walkers opt to take the ferry across to Loch Ranzar on Arran to stay in the hostel, before nipping back to Kintyre the next morning or after having spent a while on Arran. Our journey continues through Clonaig in the next episode.
Hello, I'm Sheila. I live on the Kintyre Way, overlooking the Clonaig Loch Ranzar ferry. I go for 1 mile to the Oakwood to the south of my house, and I walk for about 10 minutes from the Hump Bridge. From this vantage point, the Isle of Arran is spread out in front of me, and I get great views to the right, all the way down the Kintyre Peninsula to Devar Island. To the left, I see all the way up to Ayrshire, Bute and the Cowell Peninsula. It is very spectacular from here, whatever the season and weather. I have lived here for 52 years and love it. Come and see for yourself. Bye.
Let's go back to Bob Chicken now for some advice and tips for this section of the walk. What's your favourite time of year to walk the way?
Autumn is favourite time of the year because the woodlands just look glorious. And of course the heather's out too. So sort of that September-ish. The conditions are still good. The midges have gone. And the colours are lovely.
I think you may have already answered this, but your favourite part of the Kintyre Way or your favourite view, what would that be?
The view you get up when you come up to the castle and you look out over the whole expanse of the village. And in the summer months, sitting up there by the castle, looking out over that, watching the boats come in, it's almost a Zen experience. Sitting above Tarba, but just looking at what's going on, because it's a pretty wee village.
As a long-time Tarbert resident and expert, could you just talk us through some of the facilities that we can expect in Tarbert? Obviously, there's public toilets, there's restaurants and things, but what does Tarbert have to offer?
Right. Well, as you said, public toilets and restaurants. It also has a lodge park, wooden cabin park, just down the road on the A83, and a camping and glamping park associated with that. And actually closer into the village, there's a restaurant come meeting place that also has a glamping pod. There are 3 or 4 hotels in the village, some very friendly and welcoming pubs. Tarbert also has plenty of retail opportunities there. It has grocery stores and such like, galleries. In fact, it has 4 galleries at the moment, I think. It's quite a little niche corner of Scotland for artists. Tarbert also is well known for its festivals. Every year it has a seafood festival and a music festival. The largest sailing regatta in Scotland takes place in this wee village over the Whitsun Bank holiday, where we have known as many as 300 plus boats come in for that.
Yes, yeah, so even if you're not walking the entire Kintyre Way, then Tarbert is just a really wonderful place to have a base to do sections of it or various walks from out of there as well.
Oh, yeah. Tarbert has a taxi service. So if you want to do the Kintyre Way from Tarbert, it is possible to do it using the taxi service and public transport. Mm-hmm. I think 5 coaches a day do the trip up and down Kintyre, so it's quite possible to link them up. In some areas, that's not the case. It is quite difficult to get public transport in one or two sections, but you can certainly make arrangements with local taxi firms in Tarbert and Campbelltown to be able to do the Kintyre Way that way. And I know a number of other organisations organise them or will organise package tours as well, and that will include your transport.
Just as part of our recording there, you let your dog out of the room. Do you have any tips for walking your dog along the Kintyre Way?
The route lends itself to dogs being able to walk free off the lead without issues. There aren't sheep in many places, but if there are, then please put your dog on a lead or keep it under control. Just some other tips you asked me about earlier, just crossing my mind. If you're going on the hill in Kintyre, it is quite remote, and there are parts where we won't necessarily be getting a phone signal or a data signal. It's well worth taking the usual stuff that you would take anywhere when hill walking: a good pair of shoes, boots, properly designed walking shoes or boots, waterproof, obviously, because the sun doesn't always shine,
Yes, definitely water.
and the usual safety things of having a map with you, having a compass, and knowing how to use them. Very important in water. Kintyre is quite remote in part, particularly when you get south of Campbelltown.
Definitely. I mean, the beauty of the walk is how remote parts of it can get, while still being within accessible from various towns. So.
When we designed the walk, that was the thing we thought was its main selling point. It is so remote in parts. You feel, I won't say lonely, but you get the chance to feel alone on the hill without seeing another person. It is lovely, that feeling of solitude, and the quietness of it up there too. It really is peaceful as you walk along the road. You can walk in a sort of, it's a walking meditation at some points on there. Your head's lost with the views, and your feet are just going through the motions. It is lovely when you're up.
Thanks, Bob. That's Jed and I just back in the house after completing our first section of the Kintyre Way. I'm afraid we're not doing the whole thing in one go, as Jed's advancing years means he's not really up to multiple days of big walks. That's the excuse that I'm using, and I'm sticking to it. Jed and I are going to have a few days rest before we head out to the next section, Llanaidd to Clachan. A special thank you to Strange Crazy for use of their music throughout this podcast.